I don't know. He said he was down here somewhere.
Where the hell is he?
Guy. You were here before, though, no?
It's a long time ago.
Oh, fuck was that?
Oh, maybe in here. Hold on.
Come in.
Chris.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Chris.
Shut the door. I need your help, guys. I have to create a wrestling storyline pitch, and I have to have it done in, like, a half an hour. I need all your help.
That's it.
Can we get coffee first?
What if you were to join a certain club? Oh! You're going to join the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club. Come on. It's not like you have to kiss some big old greasy, fat, hairy Oklahoma ass.
That would be yours, Dave. Come on.
I've got a nice ass. He needs to kiss my ass. I got to tell you, that's a mighty fine looking ass, isn't it? It can do tricks. Watch this.
So, Chris, what have you got for us today?
Okay, so today I wanted to focus on a WWE superstar that I feel could have been probably one of the best original characters they've created in the past decade. But he's actually a character that's completely floundered and kind of flushed away. And I say flushed because he looked like a plumber in the last pay-per-view. And this Bray Wyatt. I think, like, the guy had so much opportunity, and he was so charismatic. And he said so himself in interviews, like I think last year, that he even admitted that WWE don't know what to do with his character. So I wanted to come up with a storyline that could actually make sense of this character. And that's what we're going to do today. But it's going to be a little different than what we did in the past, where I monologue to you guys, and then you guys say what you like and what you don't. Instead, we're going to do the Storybreakers model, where I'll pitch an idea, and together we can actually start building out the scenario, fleshing it out a bit more. So the way I looked at it was, what is actually the best strength of Bray Wyatt? And it's the fact that he's more of a psychological, cerebral villain, but in WWE, they go for the student film schlocky editing effects and the rambling nonsense. And I'm like, no, like, he's a leader, a cult leader, right? Well, leaders have to have a point, and he's never had a point. So what we want to do is we want to give him a mission, a goal. We want people to drink the Kool-Aid, and he'll grow his family. I don't know who's going to be in the family. We can discuss it later. But primarily, I think his goal shouldn't be he wants to win championships because they're prestigious. And he didn't win a championship for so long, so I thought, this is pure. So first thing we do is we get rid of him for a while, let that stanky bad taste in our mouth wash away.
That has her as much,
maybe? Yeah. And then we bring him back, and this time he comes back with a bit of a new look, new kind of mission. And this mission is to basically go one by one through the belt holders, through the champions, beat them for the championship, and take them away. Because he doesn't like the idea of these trinkets, these fictitious prizes being sought after. So he's there to basically dismantle the entire WWE universe by taking away what they fight for. Because, man, all that stuff is just not going to cut it. Like, the world doesn't need that. Like, all materialistic thing. Like, he has a mission. He has a statement to make. And that's to take away one by one, probably starting with, like, the U.S. belt and that kind of thing. Maybe it's his family start taking others. But then people start going, we have to beat this guy to get our belts back. Like, he doesn't walk around with the belt. Like, it just disappears. And so you have the whole commentators discussing, like, how dangerous this guy is. And he's unstoppable. And people are getting worried because without the championships, what are we doing here? So you have a cult leader with a mission. And the mission is to get rid of materialistic possessions in WWE. So that's where I'm looking at. And I guess together we can kind of create how that would go.
How long would you want this story to go for? Because you're talking about taking championships, which draw to live events, to, you know, pay-per-view buys, all that kind of stuff, taking them off TV completely.
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
Well,
how long does the story last for?
Well, Brock Lesnar's gone for a while.
That's true.
Like, I think it's a couple months, really. Like, it's definitely not a year-long thing. It can be basically between two big pay-per-views,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a good length of time. And between two big ones, let's just say, for the sake of it, it's like SummerSlam, the Survivor Series or whatever, you know? Mm. Like, people do have their belts, but it's more of the fight to keep them, and you're slow building that he's taking them away. And little by little, like, they're still fighting for the belt. It's just, you just don't have a ref holding a belt up. Do you know what I mean? It's
you could even do something really cool then. I don't want to jump to the end of the story, but if you're going to finish it at Survivor Series, you could have an elimination tag with each of the belts on each of the Wyatt family.
Oh, I like that.
And
that's
each elimination, you win a belt back. Or if the Wyatt wins, the belt goes back then. Yeah. And then the belt turns up on that night, or it could be gone forever, or the likes of a Finn Balor could win it back.
Or would they, like, would you have WWE doing a thing like the UFC do where they start bringing in interim titles?
That's what I was thinking.
And
yeah,
like,
that's interesting.
Bray doesn't stand for it. He still marches out and he takes the interim titles as well. So every time they try and like bring it back, like, did WWE have to fight it somehow?
One thing that I think is interesting too is actually WWE really being introspective of like you're fighting over a piece of gold around a waist. Yeah. And I know Vince would hate that, but that's where you want to get
but,
to.
But I mean, it would actually make the titles mean something again.
Yes.
A lot of them, because like it becomes a pure focus of storyline.
Yeah,
whereas at the moment where we have a lot of storylines and the title is inconsequential.
Yeah, I think they're also missing concepts that tie the episodes together in the shows. A lot of people have talked about that, and that would you would have each week. You know, the episodes would have a theme. They would have a running theme throughout all the titles.
It's this little by little taking away everything that they care about. So there's a finite point when he takes away the world championship and is gone.
Yeah.
And now they have to go out in Raw or whatever.
They have to ring Brock Lesnar and go, can you come back? Please? We have no titles.
I like this. It sounds like nearly the Invasion storyline or the NWO or what Nexus could have been. You know, the kind of way where everyone, you know, they hold all the gold.
Yes.
The corporation did it as well.
The corporation, exactly.
And that was fantastic. That was so compelling. Like, it was one of my favorite eras. Like,
absolutely.
You know, it's just, I think they took over.
The first move, though, really is you need to get a female character involved in this. So whether it's introducing the Sister Abigail character, which we talked about,
perfect.
Or maybe have someone like Nikki Cross or something that come up from NXT, she's a bit crazy, and have, because you need to go for that women's title as well.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Make it about the whole company, not just about the male division.
But would you split it over? So you have to get on to who's in the new family. But like, will his family
sense.
Be
that
able
to work?
Of course it makes sense. Like, you know, he could cut a great promo just out of that. Have you forgotten who your real family is? You know,
Because when he comes back, he's on his own. But you actually can build a couple of weeks of him putting the family together instead of just Eric Rowan coming out and like hitting someone. It's like he's back,
and
like
even the
yeah, like
Mo was great on the mic.
So is he going to have a family on SmackDown and Raw? Will he be the one character who will ignore the rules and he'll just turn up on SmackDown and Raw and he'll have?
He's the eater of world championships.
There you go.
How long have you been waiting to say that?
I just thought of it. That's why I interrupted Paul and I was like, oh, that's nice.
You should start with one show.
You start with one.
You start one show, and then once he's taken that over, I suppose what's next?
I think he can show up on the next one, and it's somebody from that show. It turns out was brainwashed and wins the belt, you know, like
if he brainwashes, he needs to brainwash like a strong baby face that you think can be manipulated. Maybe someone like a Sami Zayn or something like that, where they just keep, like, say Sami Zayn's the Intercontinental Champion and they just keep beating him up, and eventually he just gives up, kind of like Daniel Bryan, just without the coming back. And you could just have an image of maybe him walking up the ramp with the Intercontinental title over his shoulder and Bray just kind of embracing him, and then the next week he's with Bray, so he reluctantly just joins him instead of all these people just.
But I think you can only do that like once, maybe twice. Like, could it keep on going to NXT? Like, how far could this be the whole WWE thing?
That would be amazing.
You know, could Sanity join the Wyatt family? Could it just be like,
they kind of are the NXT version?
They are the NXT version.
You're saying that Nikki person, like,
she's nuts.
Yeah, but she is a bit set up as Sanity, so I think it's great to incorporate them. Like, have Bray show up as their leader then, you know?
Yeah.
And Eric Young, like, he could win the championship in NXT. And then you got the tag belts and the woman belt. So it's like, that's like the wolf pack. Red and black's where it's at.
That's it. Because if you think about the WWE pay-per-view weekends, you've always got an NXT show. You know, they say the Saturday night's NXT. The pay-per-view's Sunday. Raw's Monday. SmackDown's Tuesday. It's always in the same town. Like, can you imagine those four nights at, you know, Survivor Series all around it? That'd be really cool.
Do you think that you ever show the belts? Like, maybe you have Bray cutting his promos from wherever he is, the House of Horrors or wherever it is, with maybe like the belts on display in the background or something like that, or do you just completely keep them off? Do you tease them as in, like, he's talking and you can see the Universal title behind him on the wall, or do you just leave it off?
I think you could do that at first. I wouldn't mind a moment where he does destroy it or it's signified that it's being destroyed.
Yeah.
But you can do a couple of weeks where it's like it's in the background, and then you have a segment where he's going to destroy it.
Yeah.
He can even bring it to the ring, you know, and like that's a moment,
yeah.
And people come down to defend it, you know, like, and
you could,
that's building up
defense,
the importance, yeah, of a belt. If the entire squad come down to like not let him destroy it, then it's that lightning in a trash can thing or whatever, you know.
Yeah, because I think apart from Survivor Series, I think you should still have title defenses. So, for example, if Kurt Angle makes Bray Wyatt defend the WWE title, he should come out on that night with the title, defend, win, and then take it away again.
Right.
Instead of it being gone forever, you still want to kind of, you know, show it.
Show it to the titles as a draw. Like, for me as a viewer, the titles mean nothing. Like, I don't care who's champion.
They should be the most important thing.
I know,
the show.
But I think they
do.
I think the
they
point
do. That they do still mean something to me. That's where a lot of frustration from viewing the shows actually comes from, is the fact that the titles don't mean anything. I think they do even still mean something to you. To all of us, they do.
It depends who's champion.
So say it's over a 6 month period,
yeah,
and if they lose one title per pay per view, so you still have pay per views with title chip,
but
title
it's
matches.
More,
you know,
so live events, like, because you advertise a live event in Dublin and say that it's Dean Ambrose and The Miz for the Intercontinental title, even though it's not going to change. People buy into that, and they actually used to do it. If they had two shows in Dublin, they would switch the tag titles on both events, which is quick. They don't do that anymore because obviously Twitter and stuff is
around
that.
Yeah.
But I think just having it for the title, even though you know it's
you
not going to
change, you can sell a shitload of belt merchandise by convincing the crowd to like hold their belts up in protest, you know.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So it's like the yes movement, but instead of hands, it's just a belt.
That's true. Yeah, I like that.
Do you think you go for just a clean sweep, or do you let the babies win back one title and lose it again? Do you give us a bit of hope?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, there is like a deal where like maybe they use leverage against him, and they're like, we want to put up one of those belts, and he relents for one of them and they lose it.
Yeah.
And then he cuts that guy out of the family or whatever,
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I think what you've hit on is really important at the beginning of this is his motivation.
Yeah.
Okay, so if his motivation is just to take the titles and get rid of trinkets, I don't know why that character would ever let that title go be jeopardized again. He'd just get rid of it or destroy it or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, why would he entertain that notion?
Well, you get the same thing if it's an interim title and the guy loses the match.
Okay, perfect. Like, yeah.
So you have...
I think you could also bring back all the classic belts.
Oh.
A hardcore belt.
It gets messy then, doesn't it?
No, but like bring back the eagle belt. Like, you know,
winged eagle belt.
It becomes a character then. You know,
that's a good idea.
The pop it would get,
I like it. So like people like don't destroy that the winged eagle.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the John Cena spinny belt? Won't that get over?
Well, again, that could be like a heel belt.
No, I think that's a genius idea because, again, the problem with the belts is like when CM Punk left with the belt, it was like next week John Cena had the exact same belt.
Yeah,
it made it look like the belts are just those ones in Smith's toy stores.
Yes.
But like, if you had to bring back, we've lost that belt, we'll bring back Pure Gold, we'll bring back WCW title, we'll bring back the Winged Eagle. It's like, there's only one of these in the world.
Yeah.
These mean something.
Yeah.
And if you take
really
all
like
them, that's brilliant. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's really... I will ignore the old tag team titles.
But I think once they if they take an interim Winged Eagle, that doesn't mean there's a Winged Eagle champion. That's just gone then. That's what you mean. So is it just a replacement for the WWE title?
Yeah.
But it's just different designs of that title. It's the same title, though. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's still the heavyweight championship.
Yeah. Okay.
As the thing. That's
okay,
cool.
Go.
Because you're alluding to the fact it's like, oh well, we only have one of these in the company. We have to take the old belt out.
I love that.
It's a character. Take it off the wall. It's a character. Like it's like Hulk Hogan coming back.
Yeah,
you know?
They turn up at Stone Cold's house. We need the belt back.
Yeah. The smoking skull belt.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Let's start with maybe his right hand man. Who would you see as his right hand man?
Maybe right hand. I don't know. I like the idea of Bo Dallas. They're actually a family.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice. Sami Zayn sounded like a good one. I just think of hairy, dirty people, you know, right?
I think so.
You need a baby face that, like, turns over.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do anything. He doesn't turn on Bray, nothing like that.
Is that Sami Zayn, is it?
If he gets beat up every week, he might as well.
May as well. Yeah. But he's a down on his luck good guy, you know?
And when he turns, like, it'll be similar to Brian. Like, it could be in Survivor Series where he actually
Yeah.
He switches sides literally in the middle of a match and costs one of the guys the belt.
Absolutely.
He's great at beating
him. Like, oh, no, no.
He could beat the shit out of him. He's great at selling. Like,
He
could just keep doing it, beating and beating and beating him until he eventually gives up.
Let's actually go through the titles to pick the characters.
Absolutely.
For the belts,
yeah.
I suppose, would make sense.
That's a good idea.
So for the IC, who would you think?
Sami Zayn. I say Sami, yeah.
Okay, what's Bo Dallas going to take? Is he going to take the tag titles with Bray, maybe? Something weird like that?
I don't want to give Bo Dallas a
Is he a
title.
Cruiserweight?
He's
a
little
flab.
He's too big.
Okay.
I could see Neville joining the Wyatt family.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I like that a lot.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So that's your cruiserweight.
I also think you should have a couple of hairy guys, as we call them, ones that you think would be obvious side against them, like a Braun.
Tore them down,
like reject them.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. So what have we got? We've got Icy is
Sami Zayn.
Cruiserweight Neville. Yeah.
Two tag teams.
Titles Bray and his brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
He could use another heel tag team like the Revival, maybe.
Yeah. They could be like a loose connection, like nearly hired.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they don't have to turn into Y family members. They could just be like we're affiliated with these guys.
Could be, yeah. But like, is that the corporate ministry? That's kind of how they worked, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they had the big boss man.
Ken Shamrock was in them, coming out in his MMA gear. Like. You
know, they did a great remix of the song, like, of No Chance with the Undertaker.
That was great, yeah.
Who's going to go after the US title?
I'm thinking...
So we need someone big enough. Not Ziggler, is it?
Nah.
Samoa Joe, is he on that side?
Samoa Joe, I think obviously Samoa Joe is like too independent. Yeah. Too
that's a good point.
He'd be a reluctant joiner of the babyface.
Although he works
Samoa
for Triple H the most. So
no, he would join the team. I think he'd join the team and end up winning a championship back, but reluctantly, like.
Yeah. They'd have to go to him for help.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Please join our team. Yeah, in storyline.
Not like he pays them, but it's the fact that they're not in it for the prestige of a championship. You know.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Revival there, or would it be even more dominant if?
I think it needs to be two tag teams. I wanted to be a big stable. I miss big stables. I hate four-person stables. I want 10, 20 guys.
We can bring Luke or Rowan back.
What about the Ascension? Sorry.
I thought
make something out of that.
Yeah,
it's a great show.
Make something out of that.
I think they should be one of the force recruited.
Yeah, you
know, because like they are the weakest
shitty
right
acolytes.
Now. You know, it's like ladies and gentlemen,
the shitty acolytes.
They're the ones he should appeal to. I think the weaker people before he gets stronger.
Yeah.
People
that's a really good point. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He'd be like, "Well, psychology. Look at you guys," because he could promos like it makes more sense for the psychology.
Yeah, can we bring like an old wrestler back? Even he might be too old, but Raven I think would be perfect. Mm. Like kind of. Personality would like, fit in nicely with them.
Yeah, because he doesn't have to have matches or anything like that. He can just be a manager or whatever.
And
you want wrestlers that can go out and like lose
Rhino
to baby faces.
Rhino,
yeah, Rhino's interesting.
He's doing literally nothing, and he can have that intensity. I mean, he's eating crackers at the moment, but
at the moment, even Heath Slater, who you could actually keep them together.
We need two women now as well.
I think you can easily bring Nikki Cross up, or not bring up, but maybe you mean for NXT, is it?
I think it might have overstretched with NXT included as well. But just even for the Raw title and the SmackDown title, we need to
create a new person as Sister Abigail, and then Nikki Cross can come up.
You want two people.
It's
that
not like
can
Alicia
go.
Fox wouldn't really make it.
But it's a pity we're not turning an established female. Like I could see Becky Lynch.
She could. She's got a bit of the grungy stuff.
You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
She's been healed before as well.
It couldn't be any of the other guys. It can't be Charlotte.
That's a great idea because that's they've teased her going heel and
they did actually.
And people were like, no. So she's great.
She can walk both ways.
Okay, yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah,
Nikki stays where she is.
Okay, cool. So we've the women's titles taken care of, the two tag team titles taken care of, IC taken care of. Who do you see for the Universal Championship?
Bray's got to have like
one to do
the big one, right?
Raw, because it's the flagship show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a stupid belt.
And you can burn that one. What if they showed their ultimate dominance, that they just took over SmackDown in a way one night, and they just beat the shit out of the champion, and they let a weaker person hold that title just to rub it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
and
we're
like,
taking over.
Ruined, like they're rubbing it in the face of the lineage of our business, our industry.
That'd be cool.
Marco.
could they use, I think, you know, Crazy Steve from TNA is coming in?
Yeah.
Could they use him for the US title, maybe? He's just like a random
great idea.
Yeah. In, you know, just
I've only seen pictures of him, but
he's already the gimmick is already there. I mean, it's face paint, acting weird, hung out with Abyss, Grant.
Yeah.
Like, you want to get that mix between new characters and established characters.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Because these guys are going to fight against the already established characters. You want to see these guys have matches with Seth Rollins, with a Dean Ambrose, all that kind of stuff. So if you bring in new guys, it makes more sense.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah. And so storyline-wise, is Vince going to have to come back? Is he going to have to, you know, like with the invasion, organize the troops? Are we going to... who's going to lead?
I think when he does come back, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I think he should always come back for these big things. Like when his company's at stake, you know? And then he enlists Donald Trump to come back, you know?
The Bullet Club?
Well, you have like the club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you throw in AJ and Balor.
Guys, yeah, that's interesting.
They make the club.
Opposition.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, throw a few other guys in there, like Ziggler or whatever.
Nah.
No.
It's like your big guns in. We want to win this thing, you know? Although he won the last Survivor Series, didn't he? Or was it the one
two
before?
Years ago.
Two years ago. Yeah. Jesus, that's flown by.
Because Reigns was injured, right?
Yeah, but he got the pin. He took on like three
Sting,
people, didn't
Sting
he?
Came out.
But that was clearly the role for Reigns, but Reigns wasn't there.
Yeah, but like why? I don't know.
But it was great because like the crowd went nuts for him.
Absolutely, yeah. And you're like, build on it.
Like, guys, yeah, because once Reigns came back, they were like, okay, that's yours placeholder, which is so shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, then it all comes down to Survivor Series. That's the big showdown, and the E always wins, right?
Like, yeah.
But what if it doesn't? What if they copy the invasion angle and someone from the E side turns heel and joins?
It can't go too long.
Well, the obvious opposition for them would be kind of the authority figures as in Triple H.
They could actually lose the Survivor Series so Bray wins, and then next pay-per-view it's like all or nothing, Triple H against Bray Wyatt. Like, the real, like, the heir to the WWE, but there's literally nothing in the WWE without the championships, so it's like Triple H has to come in and actually fight him. That'd be good. Like, Triple H is great. Like,
he is, absolutely.
And whenever he's in, he makes sure that the entrances are legit. And you can have, like, the pay-per-view after Survivor Series, like, the Raw after Survivor Series. Like, people go, oh, my God, I have to watch the next pay-per-view. Yeah.
But my only concern with that is, what's great about this storyline is we're rebuilding Bray Wyatt and we're building everyone around him. And they're all getting strong. And I think the real opportunity there is, oh, okay, eventually he'll lose. But we want him to lose to someone who we can make another star out of, maybe. Because, like, if Triple H just goes back part-time, what are we saying? We're saying that, the old guard can still beat up the young guys. You know what I mean? If Bray is unbeatable and we bring in Triple H, we're saying, basically this whole generation are pussies and Triple H is better than them all.
Well, then you can have Triple H lose at Survivor Series as the team lead.
I think you need to lose all of the championships bar the one, because that's the only way of getting out of giving away those titles. Because, for example, if he still has all the titles, he loses one match, what happens to the titles then? You're going to have tournaments and open matches and all that. It just gets messy. I think if you have the babyfaces win back all of the championships apart from that one title,
that's true,
which is Bray's title, which he still has. Like, you may have run all of those, but I still have my title.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have your hero babyface, your Roman Reigns or whoever.
AJ Styles.
I say
Styles.
Finn Balor, but AJ, like,
that's good. I love AJ.
AJ for me.
Yeah. And I think during this whole Supernatural thing, I think with Balor, you need to have Balor as the kind of more rock and roll guy. Like, drop the whole Supernatural thing with him, so you've got these stark contrasts, and you can actually use Bray. Oh, look, why doesn't Balor join Bray?
He's too big.
You think?
Yeah.
His entrance it will be a great finale, though, and AJ is quite established. Yeah. Finn is still trying to find his place.
Yeah.
I mean, in the context of, like, right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I could almost be an outsider in the group.
Yeah.
Demon. Some, they call upon him when they need him.
Oh, yeah.
In Golden Axe, when you use your special.
So they could take him out. they could take him out, like, early on in the storyline.
But he doesn't come out as the demon until the very end.
I mean, like, take him off TV. Like, he's one of the first victims, let's say. So
Balor is.
Yeah, so when he comes back a couple months later, people are like, not like the first month or so, but it's an early thing because you have this the conquering hero returning, and it's like, oh my God, he's back for that belt that he didn't lose again.
or maybe we just undo that thing earlier. Maybe he has the SmackDown title and Bray has the Raw title. And that's how they take over both shows. We have a supernatural force leading
I like
on
it.
Both shows, working together.
And he's the demon in constantly. In that form.
Yeah. He lives like the demon.
It's like Repair Joe Hulk or whatever. What was that? Incredible Hulk moves to Las Vegas and becomes like a repairman.
What?
I didn't read it, no.
Yeah.
He lives as the Hulk.
He's Hulk 24/7.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, they've done that. Like, they've had new
Planet versions. Earth, let's say.
Okay.
Or Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
So then who is it? AJ then? Who
has to be AJ?
Yeah, AJ's the hero.
He just wants AJ to be here.
I just like, yeah, it has to be AJ. Cause
he should always have that thing when he does his entrance that his hair is blowing. Like, he has that look on his face. This is the best gif ever.
And Roman is fighting Seth.
Oh, forgot about Roman, yeah. Roman's fighting for the tag title or something. I don't know. he's busy fucking cruiserweight now.
Actually, we only did one tag team. Like, Roman could be in the other tag team with somebody.
Or he could join the family.
No. Because he'll end up getting pushed.
He has the hair. You know? He has greasy hair.
His greasy hair is true.
Yeah.
He's has to on like a belly and a wife beater.
Could just pretend.
Like, none of this is getting past Vince anyway. So
no.
We might as well put it together. Like, I do this one with screenwriting anyway. Like, I'll know, like, this won't get through. Like, for the other, like, the producer might have a specific thing. I'll write it the best I can, knowing that he'll reject it. But at least I feel good because there's a version of this that makes sense. So yeah, we can pass this on to Vince, and he'll change it to Roman Reigns wins everything.
Yeah,
the Roman Empire.
Oh,
he'll just take the whole idea, and rather than have Bray's family, he'll just have the Roman.
Roman, you're right. Yeah, Roman and the Usos.
Oh. Yeah,
that'd be it. The Usos.
Was it the blood ties or blood family, or they formed like the club versus
the family? Wasn't it?
Something blood ties or something.
I hate when they do like a mini faction and it just disappears.
Yeah.
Straight away.
And there's no reference or.
Well, Samoa Joe and KO was like, oh, this is looking like it's going to be nothing at all.
Yeah.
It's always been mad because, like, particularly when I was younger, I used to think that I missed an episode or something.
Yeah.
But now I know it's just shit. It's just badly written shit. Like, you know? It's them just not bothering, like.
Yeah, you're saying this.
Yeah. So that's it. That's
that's great, yeah.
The Eater of World Championship.
Eater of Worlds, yeah. Love it.
Yes.
Well, thanks for having us in, Chris, again. We'll knock on your door again soon.
Now get the hell out of my office.
What if you were to join a certain club?
Oh!
You're going to join the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club. Come on, it's not like you have to kiss some big old greasy, fat, hairy Oklahoma ass.
That would be yours, JR. Come on.
I've got a nice ass. He needs to kiss my ass. I gotta tell you, that's a mighty fine looking ass, isn't it? It can do tricks. Watch this.